listener. It's Zach Harper, Amin Alhassan, and Anthony Mays of Cinephobe. You may be asking yourself, what is Cinephobe? Amin, would you like to fill in the people?
Cinephobe is the podcast where Zach and I watch movies that are poorly rated on Rotten Tomatoes and try to ascertain.
We're trying to ascertain?
Yes.
Okay.
Ascertain. Whether or not they're accurately poorly rated, or maybe they didn't get a fair shake. Cinephobe, produced by this guy, Anthony Mays.
Hey, that's me. I produced this show. I also watched the movies, even though that wasn't included in the description, and I also ascertained. This month is...
Whoa!
Oh, Maze, why do you say that? Supercharge it. So that this promo can remain evergreen.
I feel like explaining a little bit more.
In 60 seconds?
I don't know. Maybe I don't bring attention to it. Assuring people like, look, if you listen, you're going to get it. Just give it time.
That's a good promo. Just listen to it.
Give it time.
You'll figure it out.
Is this the promo right now?
Isn't it?
Okay, I think we got it.
Cinephobe.
Wherever you get podcasts.
Night has fallen, the moon is full, and you're invited to listen to Canada by Night, a podcast where professional improvisers play Vampire the Masquerade. Vampire detective Everett Fry accidentally becomes the sheriff of New Haven, an experimental town where they're testing if vampires and humans can coexist. Stuck leading a ragtag group of vampire officers, can Everett keep the town running, or will 14,000 people and vampires be liquidated by the Vampire Council of Canada? Trending on global fiction charts and produced by Dum Dums and Dice, Canada's number one TTRPG podcast company, listen to Canada by Night now to find out why it's been downloaded more than 1 million times. With a table made up of Vampire the Masquerade veterans and people brand new to the game, this is the perfect podcast if you've been playing Vampire your entire life or if you've never heard of Vampire the Masquerade before. Follow and listen to Canada by Night wherever fine podcasts can be found. It's Interview with the Vampire, if it had all the characters from Parks and Rec in it.
Once again, Usador is here to free Season 2, Episode 2 of Officers and Bosses from behind the paywall. It originally debuted in April of 2018, and all of OMB Season 2 takes place about halfway through Season 2 of Hello from the Magic Tavern. But who cares? For you can experience all of Officers and Bosses by going to patreon.com/magictavern and becoming a patron. In fact, the first episode of the brand new Officers and Bosses Season 5 will be coming out later this week.
Awesome. Any other blanks in your sheets we need to fill out or ready to go here?
I think I'm all set.
I spilled paint on a lot of my sheets, so if there are things I'm missing, I can't really tell.
Sure. Sure. Well, I was thinking we've got a fantastic fantasy realm to be in. This is a large multinational tech company called Insystech, and everyone's going to be, when we start playing this game for real, day one on the job at Insystech.
Insect tests. How do you spell that?
Insystech. Insystech.
Ooh, T. Okay. I was expecting the K.
Integrated Systems Technology.
Whoa. Oh. And technology with a K.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Stick around after this episode to learn more about Patreon and how to save 70% off your first month of support. But for now, let's play Officers and Bosses.
Not marketing manager, IT professional, sales rep, and temp. I am office manager, your guide in the realm of offices and bosses.
Hello from Offices and Bosses. Guys, I still feel weird not just starting an episode with Hello from the Magic Tavern, which is the podcast that this is spun off from.
No, but this is Offices and Bosses.
You're right. This is Offices and Bosses, Season 2, and you're Usador the Wizard.
Yes, I am Usador, Wizard of the 12th Realm of Ephesius, Master of Light and Shadow, Manipulator of Magical Delights, Devourer of Chaos, Champion of the Great Halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fiang Yalak, the dwarves know me as Zonin and Hook Stengi.
Time to change my diaper.
I am known in the Northeast as Gasmuinius Maystar. Oh, but friends, when I play Officers and Bosses, I am unemployed marketing manager John Bastion.
And speaking of Glass Anus, Chunt. the badger.
What the fuck?
You're playing a one-inch baby.
What is that?
That was
how does that tether to glass anus?
Well, you just said you had to change your diaper. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I did say that.
Yeah.
But nobody stopped to change my diaper. So I just let it ride.
Can you change yourself?
Yeah, I guess I can. I am a shapeshifter.
Metamore, can he change himself? He's going to have to roll for it.
Okay, that's a 1, but I am a baby, so that's a -3.
Oh, that's correct, yeah. That's and as a trust fund baby, you've probably had nannies and things who've done all that stuff for you.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. No,
Valerie and Richard were my two caretakers.
No concept of natural consequences for your actions.
My mom's name is Donna.
What? But who's Valerie?
Hmm? My caretaker.
Oh, I see.
But my mom's name is Donna.
Do you know what your father's
Donna
name?
Tartt. My father's name is, I don't dare call him by his first name.
Oh, his name must not be spoken?
Mm-hmm. His name is Mr. LaGrange.
Oh, Mr. LaGrange.
But my mother kept her maiden name.
Which was, Donna Tartt.
Tartt. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She had the most beautiful bird.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
I don't really, I'm just agreeing with things you're saying.
But I'm a little baby. I'm a one-inch baby who's a DJ. I should talk like that. Does that sound good?
Sure.
I'm a little baby. I'm a DJ baby. My name's Danger LaGrange.
Look, Chun, here's my question about Danger LaGrange.
Mm-hmm.
You're a trust fund baby. Do you think we could
use
your money to kind of help us out? Maybe none of us need to get jobs. Maybe we just need to get access to Danger's trust fund.
But I don't get the money until I'm 22 years old.
Oh.
How old are you now?
20.
What? You're 20?
I'm a baby.
Oh.
I'm a one-inch baby with a big dick and I'm a DJ.
This is quickly turning into a
Arnie,
a deeply problematic Wayne's Brothers movie.
I created a very simplistic character.
Mm-hmm.
Now all I ask is that you respect my character choices. It's fun to slip into this fantastical world.
That's true. I would like to say, and this is unlikely, admittedly, any listeners who are new to the show and haven't listened to Offices and Bosses Season 2, Episode 1, I couldn't even really begin to tell you, explain to you, like, what's going on.
It's quite simple. We live here in Foon, and we play this game, Offices and Bosses, which is a fantastical game that allows you to take on the roles of marketing managers and corporate executive officers and copy room assistants, all sorts of magical roles that you can take on. And then in this world, you fight to keep your job and go to your office from 9 to 5. Oh, but in the expansion we're playing now, you can be unemployed.
That's right. And Metamore, who is also here, our office manager.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you could explain this expansion a little more?
In the expansion, I'm not so much your office manager as so much as your caseworker for the unemployment fund.
Yeah.
And what's that called? The money you get when you're unemployed?
Social Security?
It's called unemployment.
Unemployment, yes, unemployment.
Oh, yes.
Duh.
Thank you, Dorian.
Anyway, you had to add a mint to it.
Yeah, Dorian DeVille is here for a favor he did for me. Come to think of it, I'm not sure why that milk jug was on that shelf. Do you know anything about that?
Not a thing, not a thing. Never would I ever seek to hold something over that who is dragonborn.
I believe you. Well, when we left off last week in our adventure through unemployment, we were off to the job fair. One of our players, Clax, was playing Ron Bingo.
Mm-hmm.
And as a junkie, he rolled a natural 1 and had a complete collapse.
He had to play his ticket to get his offer from his parents to put him in rehab.
Yeah, second chance at life. He had to play that. And we have a new player, and I was thinking maybe on the way to the job fair, your landlord's wife, Mrs. Ropley, was driving you, and perhaps these, I don't know if you want to have Claudia
Hello.
Introduced.
Yeah, I'm so excited that we're being joined by Claudia the Witch, who's going to play Offices and Bosses with us.
Hello, fellas.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. Had a little sciatica, but that's all cleared up.
Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel like I haven't seen you since the Dark Lord's birthday party. It was a big night. You were kind of drinking like crazy.
I've been laying low, both health-wise and party-wise.
Oh, sure.
Yep. Going to church 2 days a week.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What do you worship in Foon? Like, what is your church?
Oh, well, I worship the giant witch.
Oh.
Big hat.
Big hat?
Mm-hmm. Big hat, the giant witch.
Oh, that's her name.
Yes.
Oh, I just thought she just had a big hat.
Praise be.
From my world, a lot of religions are based around the leader of your religion just having a big hat.
Yeah, that's that makes name. Sense.
I will say, I mean, no offense, but she's kind of a big hat.
Oh, she's a big hat?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm not a fan of bigotry.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
Well, Claudia and I, we met earlier. We rolled up a character for her unemployed character.
Yep.
Between projects, if you want to say. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I figure perhaps you could pick her up at the bus stop or something on the way to the job fair, and she could adventure with you. If that's all right with all of you all.
Sure. Yeah, sure. Absolutely. So, Claudia, what was the name of the character you're going to be playing?
I'm going to be playing Marilyn Beef. Marilyn Beef. Unemployed lunch lady.
Oh, okay.
Looking for work. Serving up beef or whatever else you got. It doesn't have to be my namesake necessarily, but whatever else you got steaming in a sterno pan.
So even though your last name is Beef, you can serve other foods?
Whatever I want.
What? How interesting.
I mean, I prefer beef, but beef product.
Oh, wonderful. You know. Yes.
And as a lunch lady, you have the power of curt delivery. And if you tell someone something, well, then they're probably going to believe it.
That's true. Curt delivery both in mouth and in hands. I have very small hands.
Excellent.
Fast delivery.
Yeah. Yes, here's your food. Get out of here. Okay. And they will. They will.
Yes.
They'll move along.
Yes.
That could come in handy today at the job fair.
Yes. We'll agreed. Agreed.
Very well. So is she already in the van with us?
I will say she's in the station wagon. Yeah.
It's nice to meet you. My name is John Bastion.
It's nice to meet you. I'm Marilyn Beef.
Oh, doing a character voice.
I'm going to change my voice. Fun. It's so fun.
It is fun, isn't it?
That sounds like a Marilyn Beef.
Hi, I'm Marilyn Beef.
Well, Marilyn, I just wanted to say we're very glad that you're going to the job fair with us.
Me too. I'm not afraid to get my hands dirty.
I've got to say, I both enjoy it and I get slightly uncomfortable when I see people entirely descending into character.
What makes you uncomfortable?
I don't know. It's
Why would that make you uncomfortable?
I don't know. It's a role-playing game, and I get that, like...
If someone decides to make a big choice, then why would that bother you?
Here's the thing. I'm kind of with Arnie.
I know, right?
Hey, guess what, guys? It's still me.
Oh, okay.
Phew. Yes. Phew. Yeah.
And it's still me whenever I'm speaking like this. It's just a voice I put on. So yeah. Don't be weird about it.
This is Beef.
This is John.
This is a baby.
And this is Mrs. Ropley. Here we are at the job fair. Everyone out.
Thank you, Mrs. Ropley.
Thank you, Mrs. Ropley.
Oh, my leg's numb.
Oh,
I tie up my dragonfly to some sort of post out front of the job fair.
Sure, you want to roll a die for that?
Okay, that's 3.
Okay, it flies away.
Makes sense, yep.
It's a baby knot.
Yep.
It's a terrible knot, and it flew away.
Should I offer to help Marilyn Beef's leg? She said she has a sore leg.
My leg's numb.
Oh.
If you'd like, I'm not sure if you have, if you've had any HR training and dealing with...
No, I never did any HR training. I have a box of Band-Aids, though.
Okay.
Will that help? I understand that heals people.
Band-Aids are more for lesions and things. I'm not sure.
I have an open sore on my chin.
That would help. That would help.
Here, I have a special item here. It says that when my baby character plays with a female, that I can pacify her.
That might refer to something else, but however, as a baby, when you do, you do have the ability to calm anyone, really.
Great.
You want to roll for your cuteness there.
Okay, that's a 17.
Great, yeah. You love playing with that baby.
And do I have to roll to put the Band-Aid on?
Yeah, let's go ahead and do a quick roll.
I'm a little beef baby.
Okay. 16.
Great, awesome.
My chin's better, and I've never had kids. You're so cute. Weeky, weeky, woo.
I try and search the far reaches of my brain to know what weeky, weeky means.
Sure, go ahead and give a roll for that.
Okay, that's a 12.
Great. You think it means I've had so much pain in my life, it's nice to have something happy. I hope this baby doesn't experience the terrible things that I did.
Yeah, that seems about right. From my experience, I think that is about right.
I want to roll the dice or something.
Well, can she roll first to see if she has access to those dice?
Hey, Hey, listener, it's Zach Harper, Amin El-Hassan, and Anthony Mays of Cinephobe. You may be asking yourself, what is Cinephobe? Amin, would you like to fill in the people?
Cinephobe is the podcast where Zach and I watch movies that are poorly rated on Rotten Tomatoes and try to ascertain.
Ascertain?
Yes.
Okay. Ascertain.
Whether or not they're accurately poorly rated, or maybe they didn't get a fair shake. Cinephobe, produced by this guy, Anthony Mays.
Hey, that's me. I produced this show. I also watch the movies, even though that wasn't included in the description, and I also ascertain. This month is...
Whoa!
Oh, Maze, why'd you say that? Supercharge it. So that this promo can remain evergreen.
I feel like explaining a little bit more.
In 60 seconds?
I don't know. Maybe I don't bring attention to it. Assuring people like, look, if you listen, you're going to get it. Just give it time.
That's a good promo. Just listen to it.
Give it time.
You'll figure it out.
Is this the promo right now?
Isn't it?
Okay, I think we got it.
Cinefo.
Wherever you get podcasts.
That seems about right. From my experience, yeah, I think that is about right.
I want to roll the dice for something.
Well, can she roll first to see if she has access to those dice?
Yeah, she certainly can. As a lunch lady, you probably feel like you haven't accomplished a lot in the world. And to go to this job fair, it may take a lot of strength, a lot of inner courage. You want to see if you can, you know, pull yourself together and do things.
All right, here we go. Snake eye.
Hey, all right, 16, yeah.
I got confidence.
You got confidence.
All right, let me put on a tie.
Oh, wow. Let me
take off your hairnet.
You know? Take off my hairnet. Tighten up my bolo. Let's go.
Well, you have a tie and a bolo?
Double up.
All right.
Makes quite an impression.
Thanks.
They both have modifiers, I'm sure, so you'd want to wear them both.
I don't think I'm wearing any. I didn't know this job fair would require me to wear any fancy clothes.
You're just wearing brown robes?
I'm just wearing my brown MFA Jedi robes.
And you have a rat tail?
I have my hair. Look, it's kind of very, very short, except I've got like a long string of hair in the back, which is the source of my power.
That's a weird look.
Not for MFA.
Well, there may be some negative modifiers when we get in there and start talking to some of the hiring managers. But as you approach the jobs fair, I think the first thing we've learned is everyone is late from staying up watching movies on cable.
Yeah. Which reminds me, guys, we were going to give content warnings at the beginning of this episode. What are some of the things that people should be wary of that might happen in this episode?
I'm probably going to poop myself.
Ditto.
I'm going to throw up.
Oh, all right.
I have very little concern for the cares of your audience, but should we tell them that there is a 1-inch baby with a 20-inch schlong?
Yes. You peeked at my sheet. How'd you know it was 20 inches?
Until this moment, it was going to just be subtextual.
Well, when you said it was a very good role, I could picture a baby on a dragonfly dragging a huge penis behind it.
Let's just say I have one D20.
Oh, Lord.
The D's for dick.
They've been warned.
Okay, yeah, all right. I'll probably reference something regrettable.
So regrettable RA. It's rated RA, regrettable RA.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The job fair started at 9, as you recall, and you're getting here now. It's 10:45 when you're arriving. So you've missed regular registration, having stayed up, and Hayden Christensen unplugging the alarm clock, as I recall. So you'll have to go to the registration table, and everyone will get a penalty having to try to register late. And I believe our registrar is here now.
Name, please.
Danger LaGrange.
Danger LaGrange. Yes, I heard him say Danger LaGrange. Go on through.
And I start to walk because it's going to take me a while since I'm 1 inch tall.
Hayden Christensen?
Hayden Christensen. Hayden Christensen. Let's see. Years ago, I knew someone named Hayden Christensen.
Oh, really?
I shall let you through, even though I believe you to be an imposter. Skit. Next.
Marilyn Beef.
Ah, Miss Beef. I'm very familiar with your work. I hope you find gainful employment today at our job fair. Here, I give you my card. I am Brian Dennehy. I am the proprietor of this job fair, and my recommendation shall buy you some extra chit with everyone.
All right, I got a business card. I'll put it in one of my ties.
Yeah, be sure to write that on your character sheet. Brian Dennehy business card. That's going to give you some good modifiers.
Okay, thanks.
Brian Dennehy, I am John Bastian, mid-level marketing manager.
Yes.
Recently unemployed.
Who can't afford no gas. Dropped off by his landlady's mother, from what I understand.
Harumph?
Good luck today to all of you.
Thank you.
Oh, we all made it in. I was afraid the moment we were going to get stopped.
The way he said that made this job fair seem kind of ominous.
Kind of spooky?
Kind of, yeah, spooky.
Oh. You actually are at the haunted job fair.
Oh!
Ooh.
Oh, no. What? Are we sure it's a ghost and not just that cardboard cutout?
Haunted is an expansion industry.
Oh.
Hmm.
Very well. I head off to the marketing section.
Yes, there is an area of some booths set up, some businesses looking for people to market their Halloween pop-up stores.
And I head off to Ghost University to see if they need someone to serve noodles.
Or if you can just get someone to ghost you.
That too. Oh.
Sadly, ghosts don't need food.
I think I see one of my dad's friends, so I make my way over to them.
Sure, you want to roll die, see if he recognizes you?
That's a 16.
Oh, he does. He's happy to see you. Oh.
And I go, do you know who my dad is?
Yeah, you're Mr. LaGrange's little boy, huh?
That's right, and he wanted to know how you were doing. Or as my dad, Mr. LaGrange, would say, how are you doing?
Well, I haven't seen him on the links for a while. Hope he's not too scared to be at the club after I destroyed him by 3 strokes.
Just because my dad had 3 strokes doesn't mean he can't golf anymore. He'll take you down once he gets better.
Well, we'll see about that.
We will see about that. And I back away.
Hey, do you need a job? You're at the job site. Do you need a job?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay. Wouldn't it be like my personal assistant?
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay, let me roll a die here. Yeah, you're offered a job as this guy's personal assistant.
Great. How much are we talking?
We'll start you maybe at 40.
Make it 45.
Roll a die for that one.
19.
Ooh, you drive a hard bargain. If your dad didn't have 3 strokes in one golf game, survived. I mean, he shrugged off the first 2, and then it was that third one on 18 that did him in. If it wasn't for that, I would not be offering you a job.
I appreciate it.
All right. Well, it was just that simple. Baby Danger's already gainfully employed.
Yeah, Manimal, I'm not entirely sure I understand how this expansion works. Like, does he win the game or lose the game if he gets
Well, he's got to be able to get through the introductory period of his job. And crazy things could happen. And this is just a great example of when you come from money and you have money, it's just easier to get a job.
Yeah, can I be honest? I'm not showing up for that job.
Oh, baby.
What?
You gotta learn how to take care of yourself a little bit. Do something for yourself.
No, that's what Valerie and Richard are for.
Oh.
Yeah, that's the danger of growing up with money. You have no idea what consequences are. So.
Oh, I thought this is the danger.
Hmm?
My name's Danger.
His name is Danger.
Danger, I just think someday you're gonna have to learn an important lesson about relying on yourself.
No, I'm good.
Hmm.
Pimplebrot. Over here. It's time for our sponsorship announcement. Just talking to the thing.
Grixley, I have nothing to cook this evening. What should I do?
Bimble brought you, silly man. You should order the Drunken Dragon Meal Delivery Kit.
The Drunken Dragon Meal Delivery Kit? What's that?
It's not the same old spiced potatoes and rooster's feet. You can get delicious things like honeyed orc knuckles and charred dreadwing behemoth.
Wow, that sounds so good. Is it hard to cook up? I'm stupid.
Anyone can do it. It doesn't take a wizard. And look at these great meals like ancient creme brulee with fresh Deva milk.
Yum.
Hell wasp honey cakes.
Ooh.
And Trient balls with a side of dog sausage.
Oh boy! Well, do they have my favorite food, the bean?
Yes?
Hooray!
If you would like to get the Drunken Dragon meal kit, look into a pool of water and crumple up a leaf and say Drunken Dragon meal kit 3 times.
You get your first free package of victuals for free.
That's right. Look into a still pool of water, crumple up a leaf, and say Drunken Dragon meal kit 3 times.
You know, I'm not sure what booth to go to, but You know, I'm a creative, so I'm just going to go by the food court and just people watch. You know, inspiration for my art.
The only booth that doesn't have a line to it is the Marine Corps recruiting booth.
What's this now?
And as an art student, you probably had a parent who insisted that you straighten your life up. So you need to roll to see if you can resist the lure of the notion of having a together, squared away life that the Marines could provide.
Oh, no. Yeah. My father really always did want me to have a little more.
I thought you didn't have a father. Didn't you just have a mother?
What's this now?
Didn't you just have a mother?
Yeah, I have a dad, Ewan McGregor.
Oh, okay.
I thought you said he's a father figure.
Your role was pretty low, so you're going to have to at least spend some time talking to the Marine Corps recruiter.
Whoa.
I hope they don't come for my rat tail.
You're going to have to lose that rat tail if you sign up for the Marine Corps.
All right, I'm going to roll again to see if I can resist. I got to maintain my rat tail.
All right, you're starting to realize this was probably a bad idea, but you can't quite pull yourself away quite yet.
You can't walk away without a free pair of socks and a T-shirt.
That's going to carry a lot of weight. As someone who needs socks and T-shirts, yeah. To roll for you. Yeah, you can't resist. You can't resist the socks and T-shirt.
Oh, man, those socks are not going to go with these robes.
I'll just take down your contact information, and I'll be in touch repeatedly.
Oh, no.
May I make a suggestion? I don't want to metamorph.
Sure.
Arnold?
Yeah?
Why don't you use your Jedi mind trick?
That's right. I've got to use the fine arts.
Wait, before you do that, can you roll to see how much midichlorian you have?
Sure. Let's see here. This is a question mark. I don't know.
Sorry to shoehorn that in. I just was curious.
If you want to use the power of the fine arts here to wrench yourself away from the Marine Corps recruiter.
Okay, I'm just going to start writing a poem on the side of the recruiter's booth.
What is this now? I don't know, but I've been told.
Wait a second. This is way too appropriate.
I like your work. I like the cut of your jib, pal. I hope to see you real soon.
Oh, no. Everything I do keeps bringing me closer and closer to this. Maybe I am destined to join the military.
Arnie, what were you told? I don't know. But what were you told?
There's only one way I can find out.
Are you joining the Marines?
I'm joining the Marines.
Godspeed.
Mrs. Beef, you're going to the Ghost U?
I'm going to go to the Ghost University booth. I think I spy a vice principal I had an affair with because his ghost wife was in a wheelchair.
I'm going to roll the die here. Oh. Yes, it is. It is the vice principal you had an affair with.
Oh, all right. Let me fix my perm. Oh, hello, Charles.
Why, Marilyn, 'tis so nice to see you.
Thanks. It's nice to see you, too. You smell like cilantro.
Yes, I am very in desperate need of some beef.
Charles, I'm going to pull my Brian Dennehy card.
Whoa. That's a Brian Dennehy card.
And I'm looking for work.
I'm going to roll the die there.
Yeah.
Plus 5 on that Brian Dennehy.
Nice.
Okay, it's a 19.
Well, welcome aboard, Ghost U. I have to tell you, my ghost wife has since passed away.
Oh, whoa.
Oh, my gosh.
Our dalliances won't be as exciting anymore.
Does that mean she's alive?
She's corporeal again?
Busted.
Yes, she's back alive, and so the sex isn't as good.
That's all right, Charles. I'll do my best to serve rice like white on rice.
Great. We'll see you Monday morning, 9 a.m.
I'll wear my panties.
You don't have to roll for that. I'll let you just do that.
Oh, thanks.
Sure.
Guys, did we all get jobs?
So far, if John Bastion was to bring this on home here, he said you were going to go to the marketing table for those Halloween stores that just kind of show up in vacant stores for the month of October.
Yes, and I am handing out my resume to all of those stores, and I also tip my hat to them in a gentlemanly fashion.
Ooh, is that a fedora?
Yes, this is my fedora that I taped back together.
Oh, that's right. That happened the last adventure. Your fedora was burned and defecated upon, I believe.
Yes, I believe it was in bad shape.
Do these Halloween stores need marketing?
Yes, they're only there for a month. People have to find out about them.
Well, it's nice to meet you. Looking over your resume, you've got a lengthy resume. May I ask why you're out of work?
Well, I tried to kill my boss.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me roll a die here. Okay, I think you better move on.
It was at a holiday party, if that makes a difference.
Which holiday?
Oh, it was just, you know, a winter solstice-y, Christmas-y kind
not,
of...
Not Halloween?
Oh, it wasn't a Halloween party, I'm sorry. But I love Halloween, and that's why I definitely...
When you open with, I tried to kill my boss, will you hire me? You know, that's a rough... That's rough.
Yeah, but, you know, it was a bad boss. It was an evil boss.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I don't stand for evil. I don't cotton to evil.
Okay. A lot of evil involved in Halloween.
Mm-hmm. No. But you're not evil.
Maybe I am.
Well, it was nice meeting you.
Certainly. Roll the die here. There's a lot of negative modifiers here. You are not offered a job. You're not offered
a
job.
Okay. Can I try the next booth?
Yes, sir. Well, it's lunchtime. It's going to be a little break for lunch, and you can meet up with everybody and discuss. And then afterwards, another quick round of trying for another job.
Regroup. Okay. Well, everyone, I'm sure everyone's struggling like me. I couldn't get a job.
I got a job.
What?
I got a job.
What's your job?
Cha-na-na-na, cha-na-na-na.
Got a job.
Cha-na-na-na, cha-na-na-na-na.
Got a job.
You guys all got jobs? What kind of jobs did you get?
I'm going to be a personal assistant.
I'm going to be a top chef at a Ghost U.
I'm going to be a Navy SEAL.
Wow, that's really incredible. Especially considering you're talking to the Marines.
What's this?
Nothing.
John Bastion, there is a way to save the situation. You realize you're going to be out roommates. No way to pay your rent here. If you've got any sob story you can pull together... as a marketing manager, and you'll get your plus one on your fedora to try to...
Well, I hope you guys... I know it takes a little while to get that first paycheck, so you're welcome to stay with me for as long as you like, because I haven't gotten a job yet, and I'm doing my best to like keep it together here, because I was used to a certain level of comfort in my life. I had a certain lifestyle I had made for myself, and it's going to be hard.
I'm just going to need a roll here.
To see if we can resist.
Yeah, see if you can resist that story. Now, as a baby, you do have emotional matching, which is going to be tricky. You're very empathetic.
Gotcha. Okay.
When you see another most of
It's a 15.
15 minus 5.
Yeah.
You're pretty swayed.
Okay.
Pretty swayed by that story.
All right.
There may be some other modifiers in there, but yeah. Marine Corps Hayden Christensen.
10?
10. It's tugging at your heartstrings.
Oh.
It really is tugging.
Let me roll one.
It's a 19. You're gonna take that job.
Oh yeah.
It's the story didn't really work.
I hope you guys want to stick around. You know, even once you have your jobs for a while, you know, feel free to stay.
Since you're crying, I'm starting to cry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? We can't let Baby Danger go out into the world by himself yet?
No.
I mean, baby, it's cold outside.
Yeah.
Hey, we got to take care of the baby. Do you want to move
Although
in?
Although that phrase should really be gone. We should really do away with that phrase.
Baby, it's cold outside.
No, we should really go.
Baby, it's cold outside.
We really need to go. The phrase needs to go.
No, baby, stay
the
here.
The phrase can't stay. The phrase should go.
Baby, it's cold outside.
Yeah, but the phrase should go. It doesn't make sense to say it.
Well, why doesn't everybody come over and I'll make some milky beef tips?
Beef tips!
Oh, that sounds lovely. We'd love that.
All right.
If you need a roommate, you know, there's probably a room. Our other roommate moved out.
Oh.
Or died. It's unclear yet.
All right. Well, yeah, I've been sleeping in my conversion van.
Would under a porch be better?
For a baby? Or for beef.
There's another room. You don't have to sleep under the porch.
Oh, thank goodness.
Our old roommate, Ron Bingo, slept under the porch to save money.
He also threw me out with the bathwater.
It's true.
I like a real room with hot running water.
Well, if you'd like to move her in, that's fine. She can be a fourth roommate, especially if she's going to make those milky beef tips.
Yeah, the specialty is milk.
Sounds really good.
Non-homogenized.
Ooh, I'm interested.
Non-homogenized.
Straight out the cow teat.
I like milk from the teat.
Well, I'm glad you decided to move in, because my character, John Bastion, is in love with you and will meet you at midnight.
At midnight.
Meet you at midnight.
Meet you at midnight.
Meet you at midnight. All right. I'll have my home perm curlers in. And smell like chemicals.
I want to suck on an amulet.
Yes, we want to suck on amulets.
Claudia, I have a quick question for
yes?
you. It's slightly outside of the game.
Yes?
Have you ever thought about changing occupations? I know you run your store, Amulets and Incense.
Yes. Well, I thought about being a counselor at one point.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Like counseling teenagers or?
Counseling young children on how to get out.
Get out of what?
Any bad situation. You got a bad situation, you come to Claudia.
Well, because you'd have a lot of experience. How many children have you lured into ovens?
Oh, gosh. Well, that's the thing. I'd have to turn my whole life around, and mm-hmm. I didn't want to do that.
Yes.
I still want to lure children into ovens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I decided incense amulets. I can still burn up a couple of kids that way.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Turn them into tasty gingerbread.
Note to self, don't order the gingerbread from your store.
Oh, but frosted, it's so good.
Huh.
All right. Hey, well, I suppose I didn't get a job today then.
Yeah, and no one is able to resist your story, so all the job offers will be declined. So everyone's back to unemployed, back at living at your apartment.
Well, another day, I suppose we'll attack again, and we'll come forth and be victorious over unemployment.
You did get to make a business contact, thanks to Marilyn Beef, with Brian Dennehy. And there could be an odd job opportunity. And when you're unemployed, any odd job that may come up is always something, a welcome thing to have happen.
Oh, yes, odd jobs. That sounds fun.
Yeah, yeah.
So I want to play with your hat and throw it.
But my hat, no. Oh,
just felt right.
Well, Marilyn, I thought you want to move in to the apartment.
Yeah, I got a futon and a box full of trophies.
Oh, what were the trophies for?
Best in show.
Oh.
You used to show dogs?
I used to show beef.
No.
Flanks. Flanks on flanks on flanks.
Mm.
Yeah.
Sounds a lot like that movie we watched.
Some salted, some not.
And she got the trophies. It's on her character sheet. That's legit.
All right.
Legit. Yeah.
Pretty impressive.
I'm really liking this. This is fun.
Claudia, you're really good at offices and bosses. I mean, Usador's been playing this game for decades, and you're doing better than him.
Don't think that's right. But
this is great. I feel real kindred with Marilyn Beef.
Yeah. Usador's doing the worst, and you're doing the best.
Ha ha, Usador.
By what measure am I doing the worst?
You couldn't get a job at a store that's open for 30 days.
All you were able to do was to drag all of us down with you, except for Claudia, who's doing so well she was able to resist it.
Well, that is unfair. Either we all succeed or we all fail. That is the way the game is played.
Well, you know what? Let's agree to disagree, and I angrily storm into John Sebastian's room and slam the door on him.
Oh, I'm going to poop myself.
Oh, roommates.
You don't have to roll for those things. I'm just going to let them happen.
Very well, then.
And I tie a string to John Bastion's cardboard cutout, and I turn off the lights except for one on the cardboard cutout, and I move the string left and right to make it look like it's dancing in the window so that people think there's a party going on.
Sure.
Yeah, well, people do, and let me just roll. Yeah, Mr. Ropley sees that immediately.
Oh, no.
That's coming out of their security deposit. No parties.
Oh, I'm a baby.
Maybe we'll eventually get a new landlord, and it'll be more of an apple dumpling gang guy. I was just trying the most regrettable reference I could think of.
And it worked.
brace thyselves as I continue converting and protecting us from the unknowable and terrifying magics of the main podcast feed. Oh! Isidore the Wizard, a.k.a. John Bastion, was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Badger, a.k.a. Danger LaGrange, was played by Adel Rafai. Claudia the Witch, a.k.a. Marilyn Beef, was played by special guest Beth Maluski. Metamore, the office manager, was played by Bill Arnett. Dorian DeVille, a.k.a. Mr. Ropley, was played by Zach Thompson. Brimble Barat and Grixley were played by members of the Drunks and Dragons actual play D&D podcast. This episode of Officers and Bosses was produced by Arnie Niekamp, Ryan DeGiorgi, and Evan Jacover. Episode edited by Chris Rathjen with production assistance by Garrett Schultz. The Officers and Bosses logo was designed by Allard Laban with a theme song composed by Andy Poland. Oh, I'm back. And you can go to hellofromthemagictavern.com or patreon.com/magictavern to become a patron and support the show. For the next 4 weeks, you can save 70% off your first month of support by using code OFFICE, O-F-F-I-C-E. Then you'll receive access to over 100 bonus episodes with 2 new bonus episodes each month, Discord access, plus opportunities to interact with the hosts through monthly newsletters and a quarterly meet and greet on Discord. I don't remember doing that. Are Arnie and Chunt doing that without me? Yeah, well, anyway, use code OFFICE by July 5th to save 70% on your first month of Patreon. Until next week, fair listeners.